Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Eric Groves is here. Eric is a longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO and co-founder of Alignable. And we knew him when he was one of the leaders over at Constant Contact many years ago, and he continues to serve small business owners. He's the author of the Constant Contact Guide for Email Marketing, and he's doing a great work there at Alignable, helping small business owners stay connected to each other and grow their businesses, and he's bringing us some new and somewhat disturbing research. Eric, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you. Thanks.
It's good to have you back. I appreciate the new research, but I'm a little disturbed by it.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that it was interesting. The last time we spoke, there was sort of a we started to see a little bit of a trend of reversal of the improvements that we had seen. And, you know, this go-round, what we saw was a much more dramatic increase in the number of businesses that were no longer fully reopened. And the financial impact of COVID rising for the first time significantly when it had been declining each month since May. So, yeah, it's very disturbing last set of research that we did.
And you have it broken out by industry. I mean, and of course, it's not surprising that the face-to-face, the more face-to-face, and I mean when I say face-to-face, where you have to physically be there in your person to do business with them, gyms, beauty salons, hotels, restaurants, people like that, I mean, it's those people have really taken it on the chin, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right. You know, what we did was we actually tried to figure out, triangulate in on what we thought the failure rate might be for businesses based on the fourth quarter revenue that they were able to generate. But what we found was on average, it was about 48% of businesses were at risk of failure before the end of the year. And the greatest areas were in those areas of personal interaction, so personal services, whether that's, you know, travel, gyms and fitness, beauty salons, restaurants, entertainment, and the like were all higher than all the other industries just because of the personal contact and the restraints put on those industries due to the increasing case levels.
Right. No question about it. And what were those numbers? What did you find?
Well, we found that the businesses at greatest risk of failure were any focused in around the travel industry, at 62% of those businesses being at risk of failure. Not far behind was gyms and fitnesses, were at about 61%, and beauty salons around 60%. So, you know, much more significant than the average. And, you know, it would be easy to just sort of say, well,
and we're talking closing permanently here, aren't we?
Yes. Yeah, they, you know, basically they don't have the revenues to any longer sustain their businesses based on the bills that they're accumulating, and just trying to keep their businesses afloat.
And the restaurants, 45%, you said that way. I mean, that's a higher number on permanent closings than we've seen from others, but I don't think they have the same. I think their research is as up to date as yours is.
Well, our research is a little bit more looking forward than looking backwards. And
right.
So basically what we did is we asked business owners, based on the revenue that you had last year, what percentage of that do you think that you're going to get this year in the fourth quarter? Mm-hmm. And then we asked them another question and said, what percentage of last year's revenue do you need to bring in order to stay in business? And then we kind of cross-tabulated those two questions to get to the folks who were at the highest risk of failure. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that was really interesting was that we asked them, you know, what percentage of you do you need financial assistance from the federal government to get through the next 6 months, and 85% of businesses said it was critical or significantly important that they get access to this funding that's sort of sitting in Washington right now, stalled out,
right,
as these guys go back and forth.
And it has been sitting there since the summer. $135 billion sitting there, already appropriated. They could have done another round. They could have, with a swipe of their hand, they could have done another round of PPP. But here's what gets me about this. This is, and we're going to learn some things about this, I think, going forward. Hopefully we will, Eric. Even though you're saying 85% say that they need more help, there's $135 billion in the CARES Act that was never claimed. How do we reconcile those two facts?
The easiest way to reconcile it is to understand that the PPP loans that were created were an eight-week bridge. Right, it was funding to pay employees for 8 weeks. We're now in this 9 months.
Right.
So many of those businesses that got the funding before, you know, are long out of cash since.
So you're saying we have to remember that the 85%, we don't know how many of them did or didn't take the PPP money, but we can assume that many of them did. And they couldn't go back for more from that without it being reauthorized for them to do that, like the new plan is supposed to do.
Correct. And, you know, roughly 50% of our members said that they applied for the PPP loans. And, you know, there were significant groups within that had their loans rejected. And there were, you know, of those people that did get the money, there were also, it was a short-term bridge loan. It wasn't for 8 months of or 9 months of recovery. It was for 8 weeks.
And it did help them. It did. It was very effective. I mean, the people I talked to who received the loan said it saved their lives. I mean, it was very important for them. But as you say, when that thing was passed, we thought we'd be rock and rolling by September, didn't we?
Yeah, and we were on a great trajectory until basically September hit. And we started to see the reversal and slowdown in the improvements. And you look at other countries around the world, and you know, others are certainly facing problems too. But, you know, our sort of focus on, you know, it wasn't macho to wear a mask really came back and bit us in the ass.
When we come back after the break, I want to talk to Eric about this new plan that's out there, and we'll finish up on the research that he found from his alignable study for the fourth quarter of small businesses, and we'll talk about what he knows about the new plan that they're working on right now that they allegedly passed, and they're probably now waiting on the president to sign. And there is a lot of new stuff in there. I've been reading about it. We'll get Eric to tell us about it after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.